You know, there's just something about flowers, isn't there? So inherently powerful. Like a really thoughtful bouquet, it can mark a huge milestone or express sympathy when words fail, or honestly, just completely brighten someone's day.
Absolutely. It's more than just stems and petals.
Yeah, exactly. It's a message, often unspoken.
So today we're going to do a bit of a deep dive into the world of local florists. We'll use one pretty established business as our guide to sort of unpack what really goes into creating those special moments.
Right. And for this, we're looking at insights from the website of Euroflowers. They're a florist serving Mississauga and the greater Toronto area. And our mission here isn't just to like list what they sell. We want to figure out what truly sets a long-standing, community-focused flower shop like this apart. How they manage to go beyond just selling flowers to providing this, well, this comprehensive, really heartfelt service. We're kind of digging into the principles that let a local florist, not just survive, but really thrive for decades. Exactly. And for you listening, this whole exploration, it should offer a real shortcut. You'll get a good sense of what makes a top-tier florist tick. We're talking their history, what makes their flowers maybe unique, their approach to customers, even how they handle getting the flowers to you, the delivery part.
Yeah, the whole package.
You'll gain some, I think, really useful insights into what makes a floral service genuinely exceptional. Helps you appreciate the artistry, sure, but also the sheer convenience involved sometimes. So, let's get into it.
So what jumps out right away with Euroflowers is their history, their rootedness in the community. They actually describe themselves as a renowned florist serving Mississauga and the GTA for over 20 years.
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah, that kind of longevity, especially for a local business, it's more than just a number, right? It suggests they really understand their customers. They've adapted over decades to local tastes, economic shifts, stuff that newer, maybe more generic services might just miss. And their location isn't just some random address. They say it's at the foot of the iconic Port Credit Lighthouse, which kind of suggests they've really become part of the fabric of the community there.
That location point, that's really interesting. Being what they call a local neighborhood flower shop, right next to a landmark like that for two decades. Yeah, that speaks volumes about being embedded. But practically speaking, how tough is it for a local florist like them to consistently get hold of genuinely exotic or unique flowers, especially, compared to bigger distributors?
That's a great question, and I think that's where their passion really has to come through. When they talk about unique and exotic flower species, the key thing there is probably their sourcing networks. This often means like direct relationships with growers, maybe internationally, or just a real commitment to finding rare varieties.
So it's active searching.
Exactly. It's an active process, seeking out blooms that really elevate what they offer beyond just the standard stuff you see everywhere. That's a big difference compared to, say, a generic online service that relies on, mass-produced common flowers.
Okay, so it's not just finding unique blooms, it's also about the finished product, right? They specifically mention custom bouquets and that their florists excel in creating bespoke arrangements tailored to your specific needs. We've all been there, I think, where you have a vague idea, like something cheerful or not too bright. How does a skilled florist actually take that kind of vague description and turn it into something, balanced and beautiful?
It's a really interesting mix of like art and horticulture. When they say their florists excel in creating bespoke arrangements, the skill is really in translating that abstract feeling, that desire, into a tangible design. And that involves more than just picking flowers. It's understanding color theory, texture, how long different blooms last, how they look together. It can be quite collaborative too. They might offer suggestions, kind of guide the customer towards something unique that really captures what they were hoping for.
I see.
That expertise, that's probably why their Florist Choice custom arrangement is their most popular option.
Yeah.
People trust their artistic vision.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's not just about the flowers themselves, though, is it? They make a clear distinction about the kind of service they offer. They explicitly say they're not like faceless chains. So what's the actual practical difference for a customer? That commitment to thoughtful touches from a passionate florist, what does that mean day to day?
Well, I think it boils down to the personal connection and the craftsmanship. A faceless chain, their priority might be speed, standardization, maybe volume. Whereas a passionate local florist, they're designing with, as they say, purpose and care.
Right.
So that means like attention to detail in every single stem, making sure the arrangement doesn't just look pretty, but actually reflects the, you know, the emotion behind it.
Yeah.
It's about knowing their customers, understanding what the local community needs for different occasions, sympathy, weddings, birthdays, and building that trust. That's something a big impersonal service just can't really replicate.
That makes total sense. And speaking of service, delivery is obviously key when you're sending something special. What's their actual service area? Is it just Mississauga, or do they cover a wider net for a local shop?
That's a good point about convenience, because while they're deeply local in Port Credit, their website actually specifies delivery across Mississauga, but also Oakville, Burlington, Etobicoke, and Toronto.
Oh, wow. That's quite broad.
It is. It's an extensive reach. And they combine that with an emphasis on making delivery fast, elegant, and stress-free. They even mention same-day options. Mm-hmm. It really shows they're thinking about the entire customer experience, you know. They get that the beautiful flowers are only half the story.
Right.
Getting them there efficiently and, well, elegantly is just as crucial. We've all had that stress of a last-minute delivery headache, right? So that commitment definitely stands out.
Absolutely. And it looks like they're doing more than just direct sales, too. They seem to be positioning themselves as a bit of a community resource.
How so?
Well, I noticed on their site they have a featured article section and latest blogs. They cover things like Christmas flowers, a complete wedding floral checklist. They even have this detailed guide, Mississauga's Best Seasonal Flowers, month by month.
Okay. Yeah.
Why would a florist invest that much effort into creating content like that?
That's actually a really sharp observation about modern business strategy.
Right.
Providing that kind of information, seasonal guides, checklists, it positions them as like an authority, a trusted advisor, not just someone selling you something.
Okay, so it builds trust.
Exactly. It strengthens the customer relationship, builds brand loyalty, and, you know, it can also boost their online visibility through search engines.
SEO.
Right. Yeah. It shows their passion for all things floral, basically reinforcing that claim of being voted top florist in Mississauga.
Mm-hmm.
They're sharing their expertise generously.
So the website becomes more of a hub for flower knowledge.
Precisely. It's a smart way to engage people and educate them, even if they aren't buying right at that moment.
Okay, so if we're kind of pulling all these threads together now, the decades of experience, the unique sourcing, the handcrafted designs, that personal touch, the surprisingly wide delivery area, and even these educational resources.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all add up to? For someone who's just looking to send flowers, what's the real value they're getting here?
Well, to sort of summarize what we've gleaned from Euroflowers,
mm-hmm.
they really seem to capture the essence of a truly dedicated local neighborhood flower shop.
Mm-hmm.
Their 20-plus years, that strategic spot right at the Port Credit Lighthouse, it really highlights their deep community roots and the trust they've obviously built.
Yeah.
Then there's the service area, Mississauga, GTA, Oakville, Burlington, Etobicoke, Toronto, which speaks to, you know, making themselves accessible.
Right.
But maybe most importantly, it's that passion they talk about for unique and exotic flower species, for handcrafted floral designs for every occasion. That ensures those thoughtful touches from a passionate florist, not a faceless chain. They seem genuinely focused on, as they put it, sending love beautifully.
Okay. So thinking about everything we've just talked about, you know, a florist's dedication to custom work, finding those unique blooms, being a trusted local shop for over two decades, what does that make you consider about the real value, the value of choosing a local passionate florist for your next special occasion instead of just, you know, clicking on any generic online service?
It's a different proposition, isn't it?
Yeah. And how does knowing about their commitment to delivery being fast, elegant, and stress-free, or seeing those detailed guides like Mississauga's Best Seasonal Flowers month by month, does that change your perspective at all on how you might choose to, well, send something special today, something to think about?